بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We were discussing the significance of the sacred months, the months which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as holy. Allah has said to us in the Quran that one of the signs of taqwa is that a person venerates, he honors, and he shows respect to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared as sacred. Twice in the Quran, Allah makes mention of this. One place Allah says, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. One way of measuring the level of taqwa that you have, the level of Allah consciousness that you have, is to consider how you treat the symbols of Allah. One symbol of Allah is the Masjid, for example. What level of respect and honor do you show to the Masjid? The Quran, how you treat it, how you venerate it, what regard you have for it, the Kaaba, and so on and so forth. And that's why you find that scholars have written, stretching the legs out in the direction of the Kaaba, it is makruh, it is disliked. Why? Because it's an act of disrespect towards something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made great, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified. This applies to everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has considered as holy and sacred. And amongst those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared holy and sacred are the sacred ones. So one of the signs of taqwa and piety is that you will venerate this one, you will honor this one, and you will not do anything in this one that is offensive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.